Epilogue. The story of Buck, the sled dog, ends here. 2 or 3 years later, however, the Yeehats saw a change in the young wolves in that area. Some had brown fur, and others had a white line down their chests. Even more extraordinary than this, the Yeehats tell the story of a ghost dog. It runs at the front of the wolves and is bigger than all of them. They are frightened of the ghost dog, because it is very intelligent and knows the ways of men. It knows how to take food from their camps. It kills their dogs, and it attacks their bravest hunters. There is one place in the forest where the Yeehats never go. They believe that an evil spirit lives there. Every summer, however, an enormous wolf visits that place. He comes alone and stops in an empty space between the trees where there is a deserted camp. He stands there for some time, howls once, long and sadly, and leaves. But he isn't always alone. In the winter, when the wolves hunt for their meat near the camps of men, he can be seen with other wolves. He always runs at the front of the wolves, and he is much bigger than the others. But together they sing the same song. It is the song of the wolves, the call of the wild.